It came as something of a bitter surprise Tuesday morning when Governor Bill Walker's nominees for the Fish Board did not include a name from Bristol Bay. While there's nothing written to say the board should or must have a representative from the region with the world's largest sockeye fishery, etc., etc., it has been customary since the 70s. Rather than put Dillingham's Fritz Johnson up for another term or substitute another person from the Bay, Walker put Robert Ruffner of Soldotna up for another go at confirmation. He fell just shy of the necessary votes last session, and rumors are that Ruffner is not entirely committed to the idea of going through that legislative gauntlet again. But for now, Bristol Bay is off the list. Robin Samuelson happened to be on his way to Juneau that morning and was all over the news by that afternoon, not mincing his words about how he felt. Well, he got back to Dillingham last night and stopped by this morning to offer more perspective. Robin, good to see you back in town, and thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a big ouch. The Board of Fish appointment that left Bristol Bay went to the Kenai River, and I went down and spoke with the governor. Had some real frank discussions with the governor on removing the our transfer in the Bristol Bay seat from here to the Kenai River, and explained to him our dissatisfaction with the process that took place. And in the end, I think the governor will consider putting a Bristol Bay person on. We have to put the pressure on the governor, but I think that we will again see a seat for Bristol Bay.
You were down there for one long day. Do you think that some of that pressure was generated in the halls of the state capitol there?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to senators, representatives from other districts that were very dismayed by the process that unfolded.
We know that all these confirmations end up being contentious. Do you think Mr. Ruffner's confirmation process, if he chooses to stay in the ring for this, will prove contentious? The governor said he thought he could get him through this time.
Well, you know, I don't know who the governor's talking to. The people I talked to down there, and I wasn't advocating against the individual. I was talking about the process and the removal of the Bristol Bay seat. But there's a lot of folks that voted for him last time that told me they're not voting for him this time. And because of the process, how he was selected, they felt was very wrong.
Why is it so important to have a seat on the board? Bristol Bay has always had that seat. It's not guaranteed, but it's been, what, in your mind? Why is it important, and why do we get it?
Well, since the days of Herman Schroeder, we've had a seat. We've got 2,800 permit holders in Bristol Bay. We have the largest salmon fishery in the world. We have the largest herring fishery in Alaska. We have the largest fishery right off our front doorsteps out here. We have Bristol Bay crab, the number one delicate, sought-after crab within our waters of Bristol Bay. And our sport fishery is probably the number one or number two in the state of Alaska in Bristol Bay. Subsistence is paramount in Bristol Bay, not only Bristol Bay, but the Kuskokwim, Yukon, and Norton Sound, as well as to the people down on the Alaska Peninsula. And you got to have that diversity on that board. Right now, the three seats that the governor, the three nominees the governor nominated are all from urban Alaska cities. They don't know nothing about subsistence and how important it is, or commercial fishing.
If the governor makes any changes or if any of these nominees fail, what names may be submitted? Do you have any names that may come out of Bristol Bay?
No, this all happened day before yesterday. I mean, it came out of nowhere. It came out of the third floor, you know.
It seems like Governor Walker had enjoyed much support from rural Alaska and from Bristol Bay kind of until recently, and some of that seems to erode. You had several meetings with him the other day. What was your sense? Is he aware that he might be?
You know, we have this disagreement. I think Bristol Bay still supports Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, and we'll work with him to try rectify the situation. I think that the governor, the third floor, he might have got bad advice. I don't know. For whatever reason, he wouldn't explain to me why he did what he did. But I think that the governor realizes the situation. I sure voiced it real strong to him.
Care to share any of those choice words here?
I think they may be bleeped out. But I took my hat off. I mean, I've never talked that strongly to a governor in my life. And I let him know how displeased we are. He didn't call Senator Hoffman. He didn't call Bryce Edgman. He didn't call anybody in Bristol Bay. And I brought that up. I said, you know, Governor, it isn't that hard to call us to tell us what you're thinking of doing or what you're going to do, and especially on this important issue. I mean, right now, our price of salmon is 50 cents a pound. Our people are rocking and reeling out here. He's talking about taking half of the permanent fund. Some of that permanent fund dollars is 50% of a household income in Bristol Bay. Them are major dollars. These budget cuts that they're talking about is going to have a real negative effect on rural Alaskans, probably more so than the urban folks, you know. And they just don't hear enough from rural people. And, boy, I really felt like my back was against a wall. And I wish I had 20 more people from rural Alaska with me when I was down there. But, you know, I think of my dad, and I think of Eddie Hoffman, and I think of Joe Clark and those leaders that taught me. And they were with me. I thought of them while I was down there. And, you know, we are going to make a difference on this Board of Fish seat. We will get a Bristol Bay seat back.
Do you think that could change this year, or do you think that will change with the two nominees that will be up again next year?
Well, if his three nominees go for confirmation before the legislature and they don't get confirmed like Ruffner did last year, he lost by one or two votes, and if he doesn't get confirmed, I would urge the governor and the lieutenant governor to replace that person with a Bristol Bay person.
I guess we'll wait and see what happens here. Could be days, could be a couple of weeks, but glad to have your perspective on it.
Well, as Paul Harvey says, stay tuned for the rest of the story.
Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you.